Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show of the hour. This is Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show with your host, Nayshawn Turner. And, hey, I want to welcome you guys back and want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Of course, I'm excited to be talking about what I'm going to talk about today, which is, are you a transformer? Are you a transformer? I know you guys are saying, what are you talking about? Well, I'm going to get into that in a few minutes, but I just want to welcome you to this wonderful, wonderful Monday morning, at least on the East Coast. I hope you guys are having a great morning so far as well. But listen, I want you to do me a favor. I believe in sharing. Sharing is caring, right? So I want you to share this show. I want you to follow this show. There's a blue button that's right there on your phone or on your computer where you can follow me. And you can also share this with other people that you feel that will benefit from this type of talk radio. And I'm so excited to be able to share all the good things that's going to help you to have an empowering day today. For you know that as the founder of Uniquely Designed Coaching, it's really all about empowering you to uniquely design your life. And so I believe that today's show is going to help you to do just that. So call someone, Facebook them. Look, tell them you got to tune in. Have them to call into the show. The number is 215-383-3846. It's 215-383-3846. And they can call in and ask a question, leave a comment, give some feedback, even email me at nayshawnturner@uniquelydesigncoaching.com. And you know what? I am there to just respond to you, and hopefully this show will be able to take your life to the next level. Well, listen, I want to go ahead and jump into the show, and it's just me today, and so I'm excited just to talk one-on-one with you. Listen, when I think about a transformer, of course, many of you probably have seen the movie Transformers, right, where you have these robots that are in one form, and then they can begin to change into another form, whether they were cars and they turn into really big robots or whatever, and all of us were fascinated with them, with that particular movie, and I've enjoyed it years ago when my kids were younger and we all went to go see it. But I believe that we are all transformers. We are all able to change from one aspect of our life to another. And so I want to ask you, are you a transformer? You know, and I know that some of you say, okay, Nayshawn, what is this show really all about? Well, I'm talking about whether or not when people come into your presence that their lives are no longer the same. I mean, people feel lighter, they feel brighter, they feel more energized and motivated just because you have come into their lives. They feel like they become better people because of maybe something you've done or something that you've said that made the difference. Well, if that happens to be you, when people meet you, then you are a transformer. However, if that doesn't happen to you and you want to be someone who truly influences and impacts lives for the good, then this show is for you. So I want you to stay tuned, and I'm going to share three ways to offer transformation to those that are ready to change. I believe that transformation can only happen when people are ready to change. And so when we have those divine encounters with people and we seem to be there right at the appointed time, you know, and we're just sharing who we are or able to listen to them, it is something that is so transformative that you will be amazed at just your presence or what your presence can do. So listen, let me just share those three ways to offer transformation to those that are really ready to change, because change begins with a decision, but it's also a mindset that you have to be ready to change. And we're just so blessed that when we encounter those people who are ready to change, it's effortless, right? Because you're just being. So listen, the number one to bring forth transformation is being a good listener. Being a good listener. You know, many of us are looking for people that will just listen. But just listen, and you'll be amazed at the power of listening. And I'm not just talking about just, you know, hearing, but I'm talking about active listening. This is where you're taking the time to be fully engaged with that person. You're seeking to understand them and to respond in a way that's going to be impactful and helpful to them, that's going to bring value to their lives and to that situation, to that conversation that is going on. And it's something that you remember. You're remembering what they say, right? So it's not about always trying to give advice. You know, that's one of the downfalls that we often have when it comes to engaging with one another in conversation. Oftentimes we feel like we've got to give some type of advice, right? But sometimes people are not always looking for advice. They just want someone that will listen to them. And so if you are actively listening, you're actively engaged, your full concentration is on that person, it allows them to be validated in what they feel and what they have to say, because you are listening to them, and that makes them feel important. In other words, it really makes them feel that you care. And so when we take the time to really care, to really listen to people, it makes a difference, and it can bring forth that transformation that they've been looking for. You're just the person that as you listen, and they were able to share what's going on in the core of their being, that right there is enough to transform someone into thinking differently, feeling better, and feeling that, okay, you know what, this was important enough for this person to hear me, and now they see me, and therefore I know that there is a way out of my situation because I know that there are people that care. And so you can lift someone's burden. You can help someone through a situation that may be difficult for them just because you took the time to listen. So number one is being a good listener. Number two is to share your life experience. You know, we all have our stories, right? And no one's story is alike, regardless if you've gone through similar things, but no one's story is alike. And so it's important for us to use our lives, right? Use our lives as tools and be able to share the life lessons that we have experienced that helped us through our struggles, that helped us through our issues. And we can share that wisdom points that have come out of that for us. You know, whether it is how you've dealt with a loss of a loved one. I was recently sharing with someone they were sharing with me about having lost someone that they loved very, very much when they were engaged. Actually, it was a person that they were engaged to. And it was so powerful just to be able to hear them. But being able to share another grief story of my own and to know what that feels like, to be able to have lost someone and to feel that that's a struggle of overcoming that pain and that grief. And I was able to share my lessons. I was able to share my faith, you know, because sometimes people are struggling in their faith when they lose someone or when they lost a job or when they have encountered just hardships. And it's kind of hard to hold on to believing that too will pass, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So being able to share your faith and being able to share your life lessons and how you made it through, how you overcome those particular areas, being relatable, being someone that people can identify with, being authentic and transparent in your experiences will make a difference. And that can cause someone to be transformed because they say, hey, I'm not alone. They get it, right? And so it's about us being able to get one another and being able to honor each other's experience and to welcome that experience as well as being able to just be someone that they can relate to. So I tell you, your life experience, your story, don't be ashamed to share your story because your story is what made you who you are today. And it's powerful when people can see what you've gone through and how that can help them to go through as well, that they can make it. So I want to encourage you to share your life experiences, your story, it matters. And then number three, to share your skill set. Now, what do I mean by that? Share your skill set. That is really about those areas of your life, perhaps where you learn something in a formal setting. You know, I believe that we are all gifted, we are all talented, and many of us pursue those areas of giftedness and talent by honing in on that. And whether we went back to school to get more training in that area, or whether that training came from hands-on experience at a job or whatever it is, those skill sets are valuable. And when you utilize those skill sets to help someone else, it can make a difference in their lives, causing them to transform. You know, I am a transformational life and leadership coach, and I've been able to coach people through a variety of things in their lives to help them to understand who they are or to help them to understand what it is that they want to pursue as far as a career, to understand and tap into their gifts and talents or to grow their business or to change their relationships or to heal certain areas. And so as I went to school and got my certification as a transformational life and leadership coach and got a master's degree in counseling, I've been able to utilize those skill sets to help grow my business and to bring transformation and empowerment into the lives of those that I work with. So what are your skill sets? What knowledge, what education do you have? What experience and background do you have that can help someone else? Maybe you're in the financial background or you have education or skills in that area. You can help someone who's struggling in debt to learn how to budget and to get out of debt. Or perhaps you have a degree in childhood development and you can help in the parenting area if someone is struggling here. Or maybe you're into physical fitness and you can help others to transform their bodies by learning how to train right, eat right, exercise properly. All of those things make a difference. So these are just some very simple ways that you can be a transformer, that you don't want to hold back what's inside of you that can help someone else to go to the next level in their lives, that can help someone else to move forward, to know that there is a way out and that there is a way within you to be able to help them to come through that next phase of their life and how to get to and through that situation. So listen, you are a transformer. Learn how to listen really well to other people so that being there listening shows that you care. Share your life experience, your story. It's yours, and it makes a difference, and you have that story for a reason. It wasn't just for you, but it was to help someone else. And then, of course, share your skill set. It's a very simple thing to do. You've been given that opportunity. You've been granted that experience, that education, that background to be able to help other people in moving forward in their life. So, listen, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Check out my website, NaishawnTurner.com, and keep following me on Instagram, Naishawn Life Coach, on Twitter, Naishawn_Turner, and just come back again next week where we can talk about more things to empower you to uniquely design your life. Have a good day.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.